who are led by God's Spirit. Think about you ready? But it will take a bit of discipline and dedication. Even men who are today, I saw in paper, they gave Keshi one brand new Range Rover, two Range Rover. Just at the same day. And everybody wants to enjoy sports Range Rover and one Camry. But the man, when you are sleeping on bed, where would he be? On the field. Is that not true? So, even in the world system of people who are doing physical exercises, are they not disciplined? Are they not trained? So, what do you think in the spiritual realm, they will give you Range Rover and Camry if you are a civilian? What did not call and I fought at me and say, come and take Range Rover and Camry? They say, why? Because you clap for cash. Will they honor you for doing that? They say, that for you clap very well. You clap, Nigerian one, you clap very well. You take Range Rover. Would they do that one for you? You know, when I was growing up, my mother normally said something. I think my stepmother, he said, anytime I woo, cooking woo wrong. You can help me. Anytime I woo, cooking woo wrong. If you're in a dancing competition and they're looking at you, will you also be looking at the crowd? If you are playing football, you are running 100 meters. We'll be looking at it. What will you do? Say, no, be a player. And be a big time player in the things of God. Children, happy birthday to you. Maybe I take you to my room, so you are doing a birthday here. Praise God, somebody. So let's be very fast. So if you don't decide to be a man of the Spirit, you cannot get there. It's not automatic. You can be born again, you will go to heaven. But the earth is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. As many as are led by what? Preach of God. They are the sons. If you are not led, you cannot manifest God. It's those that hear heaven that can manifest heaven. Did we hear that? So if you make up your mind that, Father, I want to be a big time player, I want to manifest heaven. First is by your mind is made up. Number two, that is what we call commitment. And not just mouthing it. That's a word, commitment. Heaven will make a demand on you. Nigeria made the demand on Keshi. Thank God that he won. If he has lost, he will bear the shame. They will say, sack him, foolish man. We are telling him, we know this is the worst. He will not hear. I did not tell him nothing. Please go somebody. Say, neighbor, are you ready? That's why we gave you the blue book. We gave you the Rhapsody. Some of you put it under your pillow. Okay. You took a Rhapsody. Can I see your hand up? You took it. And you have read it. Can I see your hand up if you have read it at all? Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. That's good. So, let me be very fast. So, we're talking about how to be led by the Spirit. But I'm taking another dimension. And I will tell you why. I say, see, if a man must be led by the Spirit of God, he must first know Romans what? What's Romans 8:14? As many as are led by what? They are what? So everyone who is born again, say, my sheep hear my voice. So, say, in all your ways, acknowledge what? And he will do what? If you don't acknowledge him, what will he do? So, Proverbs 20:27. What is there? Proverbs 20:27. Somebody just quoted it this evening. I'm not trying to do a small test. Proverbs 20:27. The what? The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching the inward parts of the belly. So, thank you so much. That means God will lead you with what? With your spirit. Are you sure? Are you sure? The primary way of God leading is it will bear witness with your spirit. That's why in the Bible, it will bear witness with your spirit. Romans 8:16. What is there? Romans 8:16. The Spirit himself is himself bears witness with your spirit. So the primary way of God leading us is there is a bearing of witness. It's not a voice. It just bears witness. Is anyone here tonight? You have been led by that. You just know something. You know, it's not a voice. You just know something. Anybody? You just know it. You just know it. Anyone? If you're a Christian, it must have happened to you. But that's the only way you know you're a Christian. It bears witness that you are born again. I used to go for altar call. But one day, I was too sure something is. I don't know whether you are like me. I went for many altar calls. Is anybody here tonight? You went for many altar calls like me? It's only me? It's not only me. It's not only me. It's not only me. You also went to. It's not only me. You went to. whenever I was in school, I'd be born again. Whenever I went to for the holiday, I would lose salvation. When I go back to school, I would go for that. One day I say, well, this holiday, say, I won't go home again. I will stay in school. I don't want to go home because when I go home, you know, when you go home, you are alone. Your friends are in school, you can behave. When you go home, they don't know you for your SVD. So it bears witness with our spirit. So the primary way of God leading us in the New Testament is what? It is wrong in the New Testament. There's a difference between a prophet in the Old and a prophet in the New Testament. It is not biblically right for us to seek guidance, go to a man, a prophet, and kneel down and say, what is God saying? And people love that. People love that. You are in an error. I can make a boast and tell you. Don't do it. Some people, they enjoy it. That is some women. With all due respect. Men, you know, men are them, but some women. Even men I know, but some people that I used to know do that. When I look at their people, there's a lot of women. As a man of God here, I went to see in the stadium. And when he came back, he was wondering. They can tell you what is in your purse. They can tell you what you ate yesterday. They can tell you your phone number. They can tell you some few things. I don't care. What carry you there, self? You that let your house, you want to say, what are they saying? It's wrong in the New Testament. Because in the Old, they have the Spirit of God upon them and with them. But they lack something. What did they lack? Spirit within them. Any man of God, we go to Holy Spirit to ask questions. And it's where? Is anybody within you? So it is wrong. It's within. Is anybody within you? The answer is where? Within you. The answer is where? Right within you. Is anybody right inside? Right inside. If only you can listen. But we are going somewhere carefully. See, now, the issue is that sometimes when you look at the inside, you may be confused. Because as a realm of the soul, I'm asking, is it my soul? Is it my thinking? Is it me thinking or the Spirit of God? That's what I'm trying to address. Sometimes you are not sure. You say, I think it's me. It's just me. It's just me. So you're not too sure whether it's your spirit or it's me. And that's what I'm trying to address. That first you must know you are a spirit man. Say, neighbor, you are a spirit man. You have a soul. You live where? And last time I said, the man Lazarus, when he died, what happened? On the floor, the man was there. When he died, something left him. But when he died, on that floor, was his brain not there? Are you sure? Are you sure the brain was there? So what happened to him when he got to where he went to, and you can say recollect what happened on earth. Now I'm trying to tell you what's the difference between a dog and a man. Man is a spirit. A dog is not a spirit. But a dog has a soul. Man has a soul. What the difference between the soul of a man and the soul of a dog? One is a spiritual soul, one is a physical soul. That's what I'm telling you. So when a man dies, the spirit lives with the word spiritual soul. No sense you are asking me, Pastor, why are we going this day? But if you don't understand the basis, I'll be confusion. So in heaven, people that are in heaven now, do they know themselves? Do they know themselves? That means your spirit man looks just like you. Is that true? So if you have 5 fingers, your spirit man must have how many fingers? If you see 7 there, it's not you. Anymore, you are a spirit. And when God made Adam, God meant that Adam will operate by spirit. And when God breathed into man, man became a living soul. And that life brought life to his flesh. I'm a bit deeper. Why is your heart beating? Boom, 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 boom. Because of what? That's the life of God in you. And that life also affects your physical body. When a man dies, the physical body is still there, but he will not breathe again. Why? The life has left. Are you sure? Romans 8:11. Do you know what is there? Do you know? If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, and you know how to tap into it, it will bring the very life of God to your... somebody come and must shout now, if you understand that. Somebody must shout. It must bring the life of God to your what? Physical body. So no room for sickness in this physical body. The same life that raised Christ from the dead is flowing. See, neighbor is flowing right inside. The neighbor is flowing right inside. Okay, now, listen. These small things I'm saying, I just pray you understand. It's simple. But they are very, very important. So, we are saying that God will lead you by what? Your inner witness. We are saying that, but let's look at the spirit man now. Inside, your soul. Your emotion fluctuates with excitement. You know, I had a story tonight, I can be sad. I swear to not, I'm excited. At the realm of the word emotion. Your spirit man has a voice. It's called what? Who knows the voice of a spirit man? Who knows the voice of a spirit man? Conscience. Your spirit man has a voice. It's a conscience. Is that true? Is that true? Your soul has a voice. It's what? Your soul has a voice. Is what? If you don't know the difference, that's why the devil can trick you. Your soul has a voice. Who knows that one? You know, this thing, I've said it many times. That's what I'm just trying to ask. Your soul has a voice. It's called reasoning. Think about reasoning. So when he will stop and say, praise God now. He said, why should I do what? Why should I sing? Why should I praise God? He has moved to what? Realm of his what? Reasoning. And your flesh has a voice. What the voice of your flesh? Feelings. The name of feelings. You feel, even if you are not looking, if you are looking like this and somebody tap you behind, won't you turn? So the voice of your flesh is feeling. Now just take it. I'll be very fast. Just take it. We said earlier, our Father God is the Father of Spirit and what? Father of Light. Is that not true? So we're saying that where we have, if we have confusion, it's in their soul. It's in their soul. And the soul is where you must try and deal with the soul. You must understand what happens there. In your spirit man are forces of life. When you are born again, something happens to your spirit man. We have a force of love, joy, peace. Where? I cannot hear the church. Where is the forces of love, joy, and peace? It's your spirit man. Don't forget that. Don't forget that. And I said earlier, you have a spiritual body, have a physical body. You have a spiritual soul. A physical soul. Your spiritual soul has the forces of love. Physical soul has the emotion of love. Do you see the difference? In your spiritual soul, forces of love. In your physical soul, emotion of love. That's why a dog has emotion. But when it died, that's the end. But human being is higher. So, and I said, Jesus Christ is the Savior of the old man. Is there a verse in the Bible that tells you man is a spirit, a soul, and a body? First what? Thessalonians chapter 5, verse what? Let us go there. Help me read. Nobody in the technical room to help us. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. What is there? May the God of peace himself sanctify you. Sanctify you completely. Completely. And it says what? Listen carefully to what? Number one. I'm in your whole. Your whole spirit. Then about your whole spirit. Then about your whole spirit. Number two, and your soul. Number three, be do what? Preserve blameless. Not only your spirit, your soul, and your body. 2 Corinthians 7 verse 1. 2 Corinthians 7 verse 1. 2 Corinthians 7 verse 1. Second Corinthians 7 verse 1. Yeah? Yeah? Let us do what? Cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh. All what? Of what? Of the flesh and did you understand that? Anybody here? Is there any filthiness in your spirit? Confusion. When I read that for that many years, I would just bypass that place. I was confused. I would just push it aside. I said, I'm born again. Holy Ghost lives in my spirit, man. Where is the filthiness of the spirit coming? It's in the Bible. And it's by Apostle Paul, the man that asked for the revelation of God. Say, I pray your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless, number one. Number two, he said, in this place, cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of what? The flesh, and of what? Of the spirit. Any idea? No idea. Okay, let's continue. If you want to know, you come and see me, I tell you. But God says, he wants to make sure that you are complete. In your spirit, in your soul, in your body. What is the purpose of that? What is the purpose of that? Anybody knows why he's saying that? Why he's praying that? You know, when he came down from heaven, when he came down, when he met Adam, Adam can look at the face of God. Is that not true? Adam has no consciousness of sin. Is that not true? Adam is one with God. Is that not true? When he's one with God, you can look at his face. No issue at all. No guilt. But when Adam sinned, what happened? The spirit man died to God. The soul becomes what? Corrupted. The flesh became what? Subject to sickness. Can I go by it again? Can I go by it again? When he lost it, he said, the day you eat of it, you will die. So when he ate it, what happened? He died. Is that true? But the man was still working for many years. Spirit realm. His soul, up to his soul. The soul became to align with his flesh. And what happened to his body? The sickness became to be coming. labor because of becoming sorrow to his soul. When his son died, he was sorrowful. This began to happen. That means effect of sin setting. So when I say, when I pray, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless, that means what? No sin in your spirit because you are born again. In your emotion is sanctified. You have the mind of Christ. In your body, no sickness. Is that true? Is that true? Is that what? If you are bought with a price, you belong to who? To God. If you belong to God, do you think God is happy to have you sick in your body? Even you as a father, your own child, that you're not the maker, will you be happy if the child has a cough in the night? Think about that. So, God says, but Paul says, you be self-blameless in your spirit, born again spirit. Then we remove every filthiness of the spirit. I'm going there later. Number two, in your soul, you are sanctified. You have the mind of Christ. You think like Christ. That's what you say. Philippians 4:8. What is there? Philippians 4 verse 8. Anybody helping me? Edward 4. Sister 4. 4:8. Ah. Omo. 4:8. Is that Taiwo? 4:8. We cannot know now again. Okay, who will know? Sonny, 4:8. My pastor. Yeah, 4 verse 8. Okay, that means we know. Whatever things are true, are just, are lovely, do what? Are pure. Whatsoever things, think on these things. So, somebody say, you have the mind of Christ. So, your thinking is like the way Christ thinks. You think love. You think joy. You think blessing men. You cannot think hatred. You cannot think hurting them. You just have the mind. So, your whole spirit, soul, and body be self blameless. In your body, you possess Christ. Your body is sound. As the life of God in it. Say, you know, you are alive because when is the life of God that gives the physical body strength. The day you die, the day your spirit man lives, what happened? Your body falls down and die. Spirit of God in you wants to manifest the life of God in your physical body. I pray your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved what? Blameless. Tell me about blameless. Tell me about blameless. No sin in your spirit. No corruption in your mind. No sickness where? In your body. Think about blameless. Is that true? Are you sure? Is that true? That's prayer. Say, I wish above all things you prosper and be in health. Why are we saying this? If your mind is not the mind of Christ, in the emotion realm, we have confusion there. Too much there. So if you're not very careful, you have to bypass your mind. How will you bypass your mind? Anybody? Say, if I pray in spirit, my word, my spirit prayeth, and my understanding is what? You want to enjoy the something they are born to enjoy also before. Just enjoy them. So, what is that? Where is that in the Bible? Say, I pray in the spirit. 1 Corinthians 14:4. Cite the scriptures. Search it now, please. Now, search it. Even I did all night. I'm sure you pray for the church. You are the one that is accustomed to have this 14 what? 15. Okay, let me read it. 14:15. Yeah? Are you sure? That's where I'm going. If I pray in the spirit, it's 14:14. I'm going to 14:14. Yeah? If I pray in any unknown tongue, my spirit prays. My understanding is unfruitful. So, when you want to bypass your understanding, what do? You pray where? In the spirit. And when you pray for a long while in the spirit, what happens? Your understanding will be quieted. You know, initially it's going to market, going to Ojimbo, going to Badon, going to US, going to UK, and you persevere. What happens? It's weak. Getting weak. So when that one happens, what happens? You can pick signal from your spirit man. That's what Paul said. When I pray in tongues, I speak out directly to God. My spirit man prays. and my understanding is unfruitful. As many as are led by what? Not by your understanding. That's why you want to weaken the understanding. You want to strengthen your inner man. So you can hear things well. Praise God, somebody. I will see you here. Let me be very fast now and move to another area. Praise God, somebody. Anybody, are you blessed tonight? We said before, our God is about the Father of Spirit, the Father of Light. The voice of the Spirit is what? Your conscience. Voice of your soul is what? Your reasoning. Voice of your body is what? Your feeling. Romans, Proverbs 18 verse 14 now. Proverbs 18 verse 14. Proverbs 18 verse 14. Proverbs 18 verse 14. Proverbs 18 verse 14. The spirit of a man will sustain what? The spirit of a man will do what? Will sustain him in sickness. Is that true? Did you hear that? The spirit of a man will sustain him. Eva, is that true? Read your own. Yeah, yeah, the same thing. It's infirmity. It's in sickness. That means if your spirit man is strong, your body, can you prove it? You see some detour advert. They will carry some school children. They will put something in their hand and show it under what? Microscope. What do we see there? Germs. Is that true? You know, you have enough germ in your outside. You have enough germ in your inside. But what happens is that you have a strong immunity. Is that not true? Is that not true? So, one day, I had an attack of catarrh of recent. I don't know what happened. You know, I've been sleeping late. So, they say it's affected my immunity, but I don't believe that's human something. But it's good. Eh? They are carrying something. Before I know it, my heart was thrown. So, my friend said, go and sleep now because you are not. So, I mean, the things are there already. But because the immunity was high, what happened? They could not attack. Is that true? Is that true? Amplified Bible. Anybody with Amplified? Romans, Proverbs 18, verse 14. Amplified. Amplified, quickly. Who is there? Amplified. Proverbs 18, verse 14. Remember that Amplified here. And they're not helping me in the computer room. The what? Not just spirit, now the strong spirit of a man will sustain him in what? Bodily pain. But a weak and broken spirit. Yes, ma'am. You know, good news. Your will will. To live, your will. I like that. That man just finished the whole thing. He just helped us put your spanner into the whole thing. If you lose it, if you lose it, ah, it's not a will, it's your spirit. Eh? That man is a sense of energy. It's your spirit that will sustain you. We said earlier, if a man dies, if your spirit leaves your body, what happens to that fellow? You are a dead fellow. Is that not true? You are dead. I mean, it's your spirit man that gives life to what? Your body. Likewise, a man's strong spirit will sustain bacteria to attack his body. No wonder it says, if the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells where? In you. Ah, it will multi what? It will quicken your mortal body. It will bring the life of God to bear. So your body is no more subject to sickness. I pray your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved. You can say eyes receive the life of God. Nose receive the life of God. Is that not mine? Mind receive the life of God. Because the one inside of you knows all things. But today, he knows all the projects. He knows all the designs. Is that not true? And at least we are inside of you. But there must be a means of letting the power of God inside come to the outside. From the Spirit of God to your spirit, to your mind, and to where? Your body outside. That's what he prays, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless. And also he prays, you will cleanse yourself from all the filthiness of the soul, no, of the spirit, and what? I will explain that. Filthiness of the spirit means wrong doctrine. That's all. That's all. Some doctrine will hinder you to receive from God. They are filthiness. They will hinder the flow of God in your life. Somebody said, when I fast for 40 days, God will heal me. I've been taught that way when I was young. It's a filthiness. It will hinder God to move in your life. I said, I beseech you, brethren, by the word, mercy of God, to present your body holy. If a man indulge in sin, do you know what happens to you? It's not that God is not counting sin against any man. Is that true? God is not counting. Somebody say, God will get you. It's not true. 2 Corinthians 5:19. What is there? 2 Corinthians 5:19. 2 Corinthians 5:19. You know, we are teaching. It's a teaching class. That's why I'm going this way. I'm not preaching, I'm teaching. Sister Joker Loco. 2 Corinthians 5:19. Because the way you are grinning like this, you are so happy to have your husband by your side. Before this man travels again, let me maximize. Forgive pastor. Yeah? 2 Corinthians 5:19. Who is there? To wait? God was in Christ doing what? Reconciling the world to himself. Not doing what? That means what? Not counting their trespasses against the world. Much less a Christian. God is not counting. It's men who are counting. God is not counting. He pour all the wrath into Christ. Christ pay all the price. Past tense sins, future sin. Christ paid it all. So he look at Christ. That means no man should go to hell. Because Christ went to hell for every man. Every man that goes to hell is on his own. Because he rejected this just Christ. Your goodness cannot take you to heaven. And your sin cannot take you to hell. Am I talking? Is the Bible? So God is not imputing, he's not counting. But what happens when a man, a Christian, indulges in sin? What are you doing? You are opening your backyard for the devil to do what? To harass you. That's the way it happens. You know, the devil is waiting. You know, this is what the devil does. Like I said, we have diseases in the atmosphere, bacteria. They are waiting for your what? Immunity. To do what? To go down. Somebody with AIDS, you know their trouble? Their immunity is so down that they are not anything. They fall for it. So if they can raise their immunity, what happened? They are saved. They did a test, practical test. If you are worshiping God and you are praying in tongues, they say you increase your immunity by 30%. I can give you the story. They put some machines on people. They say, pray in tongues and you are worshiping God. They're trying to look at that immunity. Say, you beat it up by 30%. In the name of speaking in tongues, beat your immunity. Say, beat up your most holy faith. You pray in the Holy Ghost. When you do that, you are beating your immunity. But let me go to another place because of our time. Praise God, somebody. I'm just teaching. I'm not preaching. You can ask questions. You can stop me. You can look at the Bible. Whatever I'm saying, I'm trying my best to look at the Bible to look at it carefully. See, a man's strong spirit will sustain his infirmity. A strong spirit. So, if your spirit man is weak, what happens? What happens? I cannot hear you. You are susceptible not only to bacteria and diseases, all the attacks of air. You need a strong spirit. So if I were you, what must I do? What must I endeavor? That's why some people don't understand God. They come to church, they will come late. They will just come when they want to come. Bible, they will not read. Sunday school, it doesn't matter. Midweek, it's for people who are... Yes, ma'am. Yes, say it. Yeah. When I explained to you that, I thought also, when the man died, when he went to hell, can you recollect what happened in the earth? See. That's what I'm trying to explain. You know, I took this pain to explain it, but I know that it will be a see. The spirit man all knows. He does not reason. No reason. He knows. When the man was in hell, he lifted up his face, the rich man. He said, that is who? That was. Master Jesus, please now, let the man dip his what? And come on. Why? Because of what? I am tormented in this place. Torment can be in many realms. Torment is of the soul. Torment is of the body. And number two, he said, please, let me send to people who am I? I don't want them to come here. It's come to the realm of reasoning. That if they tread the path I tread, they will come here also. And the master said, remember. When you are where? On earth. They remember. What remembers? The soul. That's why I'm trying to make a difference between the soul of an animal and the soul of a born-again Christian. If you don't get that area very well, you'll be causing confusion. Man became a living soul. Our own soul, our spirit, when it dies, it moves out together. Though the brain is still on the floor. So we have a spiritual soul, we have a physical soul. Your brain reasons things. When you die, your brain is still on the floor. But you know things because your spiritual soul moves out. You can remember. You remember the day they say, pay tight and you're not paying. They will show you. I remember. Preach the gospel. I remember. You remember. Praise God, somebody. Can I continue? Because it's too important. Because if you don't understand that, that's why you have to know that. It says, walk in the spirit, you will not fulfill the laws of the flesh. If you don't know how to walk in the spirit, you will automatically fulfill the laws of the flesh. In my school class on Sunday, we trying to say, some things people do, they trying to use the flesh to do what? Attract the flesh. I say, it will not work. It will not last. It will work small. Somebody annoys you, you say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And you calm down. In the afternoon, it annoys you. 1, 2. In the night, it annoys you. 1. The next morning, foolish man. Am I a fool? Once you are suppressing something inside, and God help you if it's someone that can worry you. So you must learn how to walk in the spirit. When you learn how to walk in the spirit, it makes all difference. It's able to say, walk in the spirit. You will not, automatically, you will not fulfill. That's all. It's like a man now. Okay, see, it's like a man. Will a man be afraid that I'll be pregnant? They say breast cancer. Breast cancer. Would a man be afraid that I'm catching breast cancer? Or cervical something? Something like peculiar to some sexes now. So see, you walk in the spirit. You will not. He said, you will not. So if I don't know how to walk in the spirit, I will use physical means to try to combat spiritual issues. I will fail. I can suppress it. If somebody can stretch you small, you will hear one. I remember my story some years ago. I thought I've conquered anger to a level. Two things happened to me that week. You know, that's the way they test you. Somebody was asking God, say, God, which one is the one I know and the grace? You know, I sing for the past 30 years. I've been doing this thing. I need some things I need I can do on my own. Okay, where does your grace come in? And the next day, they give mic to him. Nobody sing. I mean, some past 15 years. And he was holding the mic. He cannot remember any song again. He cannot remember. So he said, you said for the past 15 years, I've been doing this thing. For 3 days, say, God, I'm sorry. It's all of grace. It's all of grace. It's not you. Do you know how many neurons flowing in your brain? If only one misread, you are off. It's all of grace. Say, what have you that you have not received? Say, if you have received it, why are you making voice? Anybody, it's all of grace. So, see, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the word, to present your body. Who will do that? As what? A living sacrifice. Holy and what? And do not be conformed to this world. You know, people don't understand this. When you understand that a strong man's spirit will sustain him, and if you conform to this world, hey, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. I don't have all the time now. Okay, let me just go. Don't worry, because of our time, I have like just. My son, attend to my words, incline your ears to my saying, for their life unto those that find them, and what? Medicine to all their flesh. God's word is what? Medicine. That's the only medicine that has no side effects. That's the only one that you cannot have an overdose. You can have an underdose. You cannot have an overdose. You say, guard your heart with all diligence. For out of your heart. Are you sure? Issues of life that affect your heart, your thinking, your prosperity, everything is where? From inside. Guard it. Don't let pollution go there. The things of the world will pollute your heart. How can a man be a Christian? You are watching one video for 6 hours. You don't know what you are doing. You don't know at all. You are open your heart. He said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by what? God's mercy, to present your body. And don't be conformed to this one. But do what? Renew your mind. So you are not going to renew your mind. You are affecting the world to help you again with your mind. And say, my son, for out of your heart are the issues, about issues that affect your health, your marriage, your wealth, your tomorrow. They are from inside. And if you pollute the water, what will come out? Somebody don't know what they are doing. Somebody is sick in the hospital. They say you will soon die. And you go to the hospital, it's watching television. Again, when they told you again, we cannot help you again. It was reading the Bible. Family were concerned. Say, this boy is reading too much Bible. Say, you may lose your mind. They've told me before, but I will soon die. I don't have time to read anything. Even if they don't go to Old Testament, it began with the New. I don't have enough time. I have little time. No. I may soon go. I see how God met with him. You have all the time. You say, you are complaining. You say, my son, attend to my word. Say, well, attend to God's word. So we are saying that, he says, a man's strong spirit will sustain his infirmity. We have in your spirit, man, spiritual forces of joy, love, joy, and peace. Is that not true? Is that not true? It is there. And faith is of the heart. Is that not true? Faith is of the heart, the heart of love. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 to 8. 1 Timothy chapter 4. 6 to 8. 1 Timothy chapter 4, First Timothy chapter 4, 6 to 8. Anyone? Why are we taking so much time? Children, church, help us with the Bible reading now. You want so drill, yeah, so people can be very fast. Yes, sir. If you put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good what? Minister of what? The gospel of Christ. Continue. Nourish up in the word of faith. Not just any word. Nourish. What does that mean to be nourished? To feed. You feed yourself. You nourish yourself. You nourish your spirit man. Nourish up with the word of faith. Continue. And of a good doctrine. But refuse what? Profane and always fable. And do what? It says yourself unto what? That place is loaded. I don't have time. See now. Say, build up yourself. Nourish yourself. Woman. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God, somebody. Woman, look up. Woman, look at me very well. If you see a very fat woman that is looking robust, do you think that he has food problem? The cheek is round. Everything is shiny. Skin is glowing. He's eating good food. Just one pocket is filling it. Hallelujah. My daughter went to a place. He saw one young boy. That young boy is like this. But all the food is eating from abroad. Custard mixed with something. This one mixed with something. If you see the carton of food, even I don't say so. Enjoying serious food, serious money. But when I see the sheik, everything is nourish up. So if you don't nourish your spirit man with the word of faith, what will happen to you? A strong man's spirit will do what? Sustain him. What happens to you? Some of you, if they show you your spiritual stature, you say, now, wow. Because you take one cold snack, one stale bread and butter, 1 week. You just read Rhapsody, you just scan through it. Bible, if you remember, you want to bless your food, minus devil plus God, you go out, you come in. Now I will not sustain you. It will not make you robust. It will not make you fat. Nourish up with the word of faith. So next week, we are continuing that. What you must understand, what does that mean? As your mouth tastes food and eats good food, your ear does what? Hears God's word. The entrance of his word giveth life. And understanding to the simple. Say, my son, attend to my words. Incline your ear to my saying. For they are life. Say about life. But to those that find, if you must find, you must search. And what men they say. You know, nowadays, if you go to every family, you see one first aid box like this. Be very careful, you see it increasing. If I'm making money today in this world today, it's a different in the pharmaceutical industry. Food to sleep, drug to sleep, drug to wake up, drug for your nose, drug for wake, coughing, drug for everything. If you go there, and you see people just parading like that. Am I coming again? He said, my son, attend to my word. Who is lying? God or you? Incline your ear to my sin, for they are life. Who said that? Then why are you not attending to the word? If you can spend 2 hours to watch football, I don't have any issue with that. Okay, try to spend 30 minutes to listen to God's word. Then to make it terrible, you now open yourself to profane languages. You see, and I say, don't do that. Guard your heart. All the junk of the world, you just put it in. Your spirit man, you are not feeding. Then you now expose yourself to the junk of the world. Double issue. Send about strong spirits. I may have time, but I don't have time tonight. Maybe you have to continue. Because you can easily. He says to us, he said, Joel chapter 3 verse 10. What is there? Joel 3 verse 10. Beat up your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Joel 3 verse 10. What is there? You know? Yes, so. Popular place now. Yes, just go ahead. Yes, oh. Yes, oh. Let what? 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 Brethren, the only way to assess yourself is by confessing. You confess God's word. You speak in tongues. You say what God's word says. Let the weak say, I am strong. Don't say, I am sick. Don't say, I've lost my pregnancy. Don't say, I'm down. You open your mouth. If you go to the supermarket on the street, do you hear them say, I'm strong? They say, well, I'm tired today. Today's a bad day. And you, a Christian, what must you say? This day is a beautiful day. Oh, I'm full of joy. I'm full of life. When you talk like that, when they look at you, they say, what's wrong with him? But we are in this world. We are not of this world. Can you be on your feet and just say, let the weak say I'm strong? Speak to your body. Speak strength. Speak to your life. Speak joy. You are born of God. You are not of this world. They may suffer. They may be confused. You are... Your strong, your spirit man, beat it up. It will sustain your body, sustain your health, sustain your wealth, sustain grace in your life. You will have favor of God, favor with men, no sickness in your family. Your